I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff on a computer at one time. I might break my computer.
I mean,
But
that's not bad money you spend. Yeah, you'll be fine.
like I heard y'all start the last episode, so I was like, you know what? We gotta start it off right. So
Oh man. That was actually really fun. This dude just fucking played around and doing that episode. That was fun.
I was like, you know what? I need to get that on my soundboard, man. I need to get that
I'm so happy it's giving in life now. Like that sound clip is like everywhere now.
Yes, I can't go nowhere without seeing it.
No.
Like Twitter everywhere. Like Harry Potter taking a whole new shape of life right now.
It's like they forgot about the it's like every time I hear about Harry Potter, right? Everyone forgets about the creator. They're like, "Who? Who
Who's
created
that?
that?
Who what?
George R. R. Martin?"
Yeah. It's a Game of Thrones spinoff,
it Lord of the Rings? I could have swore they were the same. Like,
That's what,
I don't
Polkien,
Is he Japanese?
right?
They completely forgot about
So I think this is going to be the first time that I have both noobs on the John Cass podcast. So this is, a special occasion. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. I just wanted to say I love you guys. And that's it. We're good now.
Love you. Love
Episode
you too.
over. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
That's all I need y'all
I
for.
love you too as a friend.
I love you too as Anthony's friend.
I respect it. I respect it. I
I'm
respect it.
ready. See? Ant, you ready?
I'm already halfway done.
Oh, you could have told you.
Yeah, my bad, my
I thought
bad. I got excited. I thought, I'm not gonna lie, I thought John was gonna be ready, so I started drinking my
Oh,
shit.
he's already drinking.
Yeah, man.
I already pre-gamed before the podcast, so I was ready to go.
Nobody told me. I'll catch up.
I mean, from the stories you've told me, John is a machine. So I mean, I would have imagined he finished two bottles, drank some
And
wine,
still
and
doesn't feel it.
that's what I'm saying.
This episode of the John Cass podcast is sponsored by Persona. I don't know if you can see right here, that yeah.
On your
So
left side.
you know.
Hey.
Man, my man was telling me about Super Bowl Sunday, saying he was just throwing back White Claws.
Yeah,
Woke up
man.
4 in the morning, it was like, I only
Yeah.
got a headache.
Damn, man. Them things sneak up on you, yo. Yeah, you be like before you know it, like four of them is gone.
And you think you're good because, like, oh, it's a seltzer. So it's like water at the same time. It's like,
Then
no, it's not
like,
cool, man.
once you when you think you're safe, that's just like that. That's when they get in there.
Hey. That's how I feel with this one. Last episode, me and Ann was just, I'm like, B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b. But then I made a mistake, and Anthony corrected me, but then he didn't correct me correctly. He also made a mistake in
Yeah,
what I said.
I didn't realize that I was talking like Devonnie.
So, on today's episode, we're going to mostly be talking about One Piece. Mostly be talking about One Piece.
Yay.
So this episode should only be like 15 minutes long.
Yeah, pretty much. I've been meaning to do this for a long time on my own, but I was like, you know what? Why not? Let's do it. Let's just tackle it three different ways. Hey, yo.
Hey.
You can't say no homo no more. You get fined for that, so.
No. Gotta say pause now. Pause. You got to bleep that now.
Before we get onto that, I've been meaning to do this as part of an episode too, so I'm gonna do it now. I fucking hate the Tokyo Ghoul anime. I've been meaning to get that on the podcast for the longest, and I finished watching that a month like months ago. But I've been meaning like I've had it on the agenda for the longest to get that out to the public. Worst anime I ever watched in my life. It's terrible. I ain't doing
Wait,
it
what
no more.
anime?
Tokyo
Tokyo
Ghoul.
Ghoul.
Tokyo Ghoul. I went as far as what? I'm a coworker who forced me to watch it. I'm gonna say it like that. Good first season. You don't need to watch anything else. Just watch the first season of Tokyo Ghoul, and from there, just go to the manga. Look, this is what I've done. I've purchased the manga. I started reading it. I'm enjoying it so far. I think it's way better than anime, even though right now we one for one on everything mostly. I just still think it's better than anime. That's how much season two and three took it down. It's terrible. So yeah, I've been meaning to get that out in the air for the longest, and I'm happy to get it off my chest. I feel like a big weight off my shoulders.
Is it that bad though?
Yeah, it's
I
fucking horrible, man.
never bothered to even get into that. Like, it never intrigued me. So
don't Watch the first. No, if you watch the first season, you're good. Don't go after that. Just watch the first season. Pretend it's like High School of the Dead.
Wait, they got more seasons?
No. And then the person died too, I think. The creator, right?
Yeah, the creator passed away, so they never... I think the manga wasn't finished, and they never continued to season two because of that.
Damn, yo. The graphics, man. The physics.
Boom physics, man. All day, every day.
Yeah, that thing was magical.
Exactly. That was the life
right there. I was like, yo, there's zombies in there?
I never noticed. That's like the video, like, what color was the shirt? It was a shirt?
Like, what?
What color is that bike?
It has subtitles? I never even read them.
They speak in Japanese. I thought it was English.
I think I'm fluent now.
I didn't need my Sharingan for that one. All right, so in honor, Anthony's going to know what's about to happen. But so let's transition into talk about One Piece, right? Hey. First and foremost, Anthony, fuck you. This is how the story goes. We find out by the treasure in the Grand Line. There's no doubt. Okay, prepare for that one. I heard that on that episode. You called me out on it. I love that opening. I don't care how cheesy it is. It got me hyped to watch that show when it was on 4Kids. I came prepared, man. You know when you watch One Piece, Giovanni knows too. He knows. Look. Now One Piece. One Piece is real. He's all bored now.
Yo, yeah. the One Piece rap is oh.
You better play Sniper terrible. Island. You better play Sniper Island.
Look. There's limits to the soundboard, all right? I can't go that far, all right?
I can't stop singing it in my head.
So, update since the very last time I did anything related to One Piece, I think. That's when I just finished Marine Ford, at least on my podcast. Update. I'm in Wano. Episode 920 something, 25 maybe. Right after Luffy fought Kaido. But before we talk about all that, we got three different stages of One Piece here, right? You fully caught up, Anthony, Giovanni, you're catching up. You are currently...
I'm at the halfway mark. I'm actually right now, chapter like 513. I'm in the Sabaody.
Sabaody Archipelago.
I'm at that point where Luffy meets Rayleigh, and he tells him everything about, you know, he was on Roger's crew. He's like, and then he's like, I can tell you the One Piece. And then Robin's like, nah, I'm good. And then Luffy's like, if you tell me, I'll give up right now. And he's like, all right, nobody needs to know anything. I'll go coach your ship so you go to Fishman Island.
I mean, I was like,
where I'm at.
Where's the fun in all that? Like,
exactly what he says. Like, I'll give up right now. So I'm in the halfway point.
So I figured, you know, with three different, you know, I guess perspectives on One Piece right now, because you're fully manga. I'm a weird in between right now. I believe Anthony was fully anime, then converted to manga, right?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, you know, let's talk about it. Let's cover in between. James has spoilers in this episode, so I advise you to leave now.
Don't even watch this. Exactly. Don't even listen. Watch this.
Exactly. Like we're gonna be talking about manga. We might dip into current manga events. I don't know how far this is gonna go, but hey, if not, it might just end up where the anime currently is, but. going into Wano right now, for me, I felt in the beginning of Wano, I was watching something that was all about Zoro. Legitimately, I felt like Zoro was in his element, right? Like everything we was doing, was every animation, everybody doing some type of crazy attack, it was all Zoro. Then they was like, all right, you know what, Zoro, you had your time in the sunshine. Zoro, you good. You know, now we're gonna bring Luffy over here, and we're gonna let's talk about Kaido. Let's have this conversation real quick. And as I said in the fucking text message, I was sitting there losing my mind. Of Luffy was Deadass thrown every fucking attack in the playbook, like everything. He took bought out everything. My man literally opened his book, was like, can I do this? All right, let me, you know what? Let me try this one too. I ain't do this yet. Let me pull this out. You know what? I remember I did this back in the first episode. Let me pull this one out too. Went through everything, and then my man just got one shot it, like nothing, like nothing. And throughout that whole thing, it's like I had a moment in my mind of like, damn, the animation has come so far. Like when you go from episode one, and I was talking to Giovanni the other day, breaking it down, I feel like, you know, you got your first span of animation where, at least for me, it was up to Water 7. I feel like when you get to Water 7, there's sort of a change in animation in terms of they started to try new techniques. And I felt like we started to get wonky shit, but it was also like HD-ified, I guess. And then we got to after Marineford, which is the time skip, is when we got the next upgrade to animation. And we took another step, and that's what it was. And we had that pretty much the whole time going into Wano. I felt like we did have like some upgrades along the way, like some different techniques going on. Like definitely during Dressrosa, when he's fighting Doflamingo, like they started doing like different things. You know how you have those moments where they's like, you know what, we're gonna put that extra $10 in the animation this week. that's what happened there. So and then we get to currently Wano, and Wano is just like a whole new anime. Like they're just like, you know what, we good now. So that's like, you know, my experience with it, and I've been loving it so far. I kind of the progression of how this is going, and then seeing when Giovanni sends me like, you know, anime panels, manga panels, it's like seeing a whole different take, because I kind of feel like, damn, like there's sometimes when he sends me a panel, I'm like, you know, like the panel actually does look better than the anime does at times, but it's just like, damn, like just appreciating it right now. I'm loving it right now. I'm sad that I'm about to catch up, but it is what it is.
But you want to catch up.
I want to catch up.
In the now, in the know, you know.
I was like, I got to the point that I'm like, yo, I don't want to take another break from One Piece, because I was about to do it again, because the English, I officially ran out of English dub episodes. I am watching sub episodes now, and I was just like, you know what, fuck it, like I'm gonna just get it over with. I'm gonna keep binging. I'm gonna catch up. I'm not going to take another break or go to another anime. I'm just going to catch up to One Piece right now and get fully caught up. Because I'm also in this weird thing of what I did with My Hero of, I was reading current events, but still trying to bridge the gap in between. So that's what I'm doing with One Piece right now.
Oh, sorry. I thought there was going to be more.
Yeah, I was like, huh?
My biggest thing with Wano was that it felt like very I don't know what the term is, but like old Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
feudal.
And it just like the art style, I don't know if it was done purposely. This is just me assuming they decided to go with like a more brush stroke effect to match the environment. If you really look at it, like it doesn't look like everything's just digital, and I mean, obviously, most likely it is, but you get what I'm saying? Like, they went for a more, like, I guess, traditional look for this arc. The only thing I didn't like was the pacing. It felt like certain moments dragged on for way too long. Like, I understand why. Don't get me wrong. I understand they do this, but it felt like for Wano, it wasn't like the usual, like, oh, they're just breaking down this little moment for you and filling in the gaps that maybe the manga had. No, it just felt like I'm like, there's no reason why I need to see every villager's story, you know, like at least my perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me though, so far I'm probably like 10 chapters behind, and I'm just trying to keep up with the anime at this point. Because I already read what's going to happen. So I just want to see it animated, especially for Gear 5.
Like, oh, I'm hyped God. Up.
Yeah. For sure.
Build I want to see that animated,
yeah, I saw
too.
Yeah, I saw the clips from the last episode. Well, I mean, John, I'm pretty sure you probably saw them on Instagram or something. Them things are... The fight is beautiful.
What? They're already showing Gear 5?
No,
just what's going on with Kaido and Luffy currently.
Yeah, like, now it's coming. Like, not everybody that's read it knows it's coming, right?
Are you talking about the clips with Luffy and Yamato?
And Kaido?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm just asking.
I'm excited just to see Gear 5. But there's one more moment that I'm excited to see. I don't know if you... I'm sure you caught up in the manga, right, John?
I know everything that goes on right before Gear 5. The chapter prior to him actually going into Gear 5, that's where I started to kind of keep tabs on what was actually happening, because it was a big deal in the community. So, the chapter before or two chapters before, when he actually, I think when he died, and then we had that couple chapters when they didn't reveal what happened to him. That's where I kind of picked up on the manga. So that's from like that point going forward is when I picked up.
Okay. Well, it's not a big deal. It's this moment with Zoro and I believe his name is King. They're fighting. He basically says that he's the king of hell. Oh my God! When I read it, I got goosebumps in my butthole. I was like, oh shit! I need to see this. Like, I hope they go crazy with that moment.
I mean, as crazy as they've been going now, I mean, sheesh. Like, there's things I'm seeing. I'm just where was all this at when I was, you know, back then? Like, I need this the same animation now. Like, I need y'all to just go back and reanimate the whole series. Fuck it. Like, I'll watch it again. Like,
I mean, oh well. No, yeah, you're right. You're right. It'd be cool to see it that way.
Like, imagine if we had this current
at least fight scenes. You don't have to reanimate everything, but just the fight scenes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the fight scenes were actually really well done. I mean, if anything, no, I did see the improvement in quality.
Now, I guess, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, like, if you want to, like, incorporate what... I don't know. I guess with the whole... the way the animation is now, like, I'm going to say, like, the Demon Slayer effect, because I feel like everyone's going that route.
To me, that wasn't the Demon Slayer effect.
What do you mean? Like... with the Kaido thing?
Oh, wait. You're talking about just animation moving forward with, like, all these other animes? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of anime is kind of in that... Maybe even before that, maybe Dragon Ball Super, like the real fight scenes, not, like, the build-up to it. I feel like a lot of anime is, like, really working hard and just that good scene. So I was like, imagine they did that in the past. You know, like, when Luffy fucks up Crocodile, Luffy going against... Rob Lucci, you know, and then the whole straw. See, I'm already drunk.
The whole, I believe you. That's the crazy part.
You know, the whole Straw Hats, all their fights and everything. You know, reanimate that. At least just so, like, what they did for Naruto, they reanimated the whole thing, just for like clips throughout. Yeah. Of this 20-year...
it was an anniversary, like an anniversary special. It was like probably like 10 minutes long, maybe.
Yeah, it was for like 20 years or something like that. And they just reanimated a lot of fights, and they made it look very amazing. So I was like, you could do something like that with everybody, all the, you know, from the beginning to now.
They're going to be like, okay, we're going to do that when we finish. 10 years from now.
Yo. Real quick, before we continue, though, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm obviously going
to... No, it's okay. I'm sorry. You guys are so far ahead. I'm just...
Yeah, I was going to bring it back because, you know, I'll let you go first, Anthony, but I was going to bring it back based off a point that you had brought up.
But, and you were saying that. I'm sorry.
All I was going to do was ask John, like, what are your thoughts on the One Piece show?
On the One Piece show?
Yeah, like from everything they've released so far, at least.
Currently up to where I'm at, I have my moments with the show, and I think I've probably complained to you a couple times on different occasions about it. And this is probably going to segue back into it. But when you say pacing, I feel like pacing, no matter what arc I am, for me, pacing is always a problem, because there are lull periods where they have me fully invested, but then there's other points where it's just like, can we get this over with? Can we move on? Prime example, going back when Giovanni, I think you just finished Thriller Bark. I don't like Thriller Bark.
I just finished it, yeah.
I'm not a fan of Thriller Bark. I feel like that whole Oars fight in the anime carried on way too fucking long. Like
especially for how easy he was.
Exactly. And it was just like, we spent so many episodes on them fighting Oars, and I just like wasn't for it. I do like things that happen, like I told you about before with the when they formed the Mecha, right?
Oh my god. Yeah. Robin, like, get on. We could have beat them if we had you.
And you're right. I'm sorry. And you're right. There were some moments that did stand out, and for me, one of the hardest moments was Brooke.
With the song?
I feel like backstory?
No. Like, just his, where it really showcases that he might be a problem.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like...
Oh, because...
his moves were, like, scary good.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, it really pissed me off that they don't really utilize him. But I guess it kind of fits his character because he's, like, a bit of a coward, you know?
Yeah, but, he's the coward above Usopp. Like he's not yes, Usopp exactly. level, but
exactly.
Yeah, Usopp is God, bro. When you need him, he's there. Like I
that's John's thing. That's John's thing. You can't take it.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Go find somebody. Take Nami.
When Robin be fighting, woo, I'll be wet.
But go ahead, continue, John. I'm sorry. And I do want you to continue and you know, tell me everything you think so far. But I was actually asking about the live action show that's coming.
I ain't gonna watch that shit. Why? I'm not even gonna touch that shit.
I'm in that.
I have faith in nothing live action, so I'm not even going. I ain't even gonna touch it. Like I wanted to watch Cowboy Bebop. I don't even care. I don't want to watch anything. When it comes to them turning live action, I'm not even touching it. I don't touch it no more. I don't care to touch it. It can exist in its own universe. It's because it's Netflix affiliated. It could probably come out and be good. It's gonna get canceled after the first season anyway. So I ain't gonna watch it.
That's what we talked about.
Even if it wasn't like canceled, how many seasons these actors are gonna be there just to reach the end? Y'all only doing the first what? I don't know, maybe first 50 chapters, maybe, or the first technically arc, just leaving East Blue. Like, come on! Like, by the time they reach Gear 5, he's gonna like I was telling Anthony, the guy who plays Luffy's gonna have the white hair.
He'll be looking like Master Roshi instead.
wait. That's quick. John, Cowboy Bebop, like...
I don't think you can say that.
Why?
Forget it. Go ahead.
Forget it.
You know, you said Cowboy Bebop.
No, I was just saying, John, if you watch Cowboy Bebop without knowing the anime, it's fine. But since we know the anime, it did a bad job.
Nah, I didn't. That's what I'm saying. Regardless, I wanted to watch it. But, like, literally the day before I decided, you know what? I think it was going into a week, and I was like, I'm going to start it. Then Netflix was like, yeah, we're canceling Cowboy Bebop. I was like, you know what? I don't even care no more.
Yeah,
I ain't going to watch it. True. Like, I'm not going to waste my time.
So you don't want to watch these shows simply because it's going to get canceled?
Like, not even simply because it's going to cancel. Like, when I see live action stuff happen, it never falls out. Like, I'm not a Death Note fan. And I watched that Death Note Netflix series, and even I, like, not, like, loosely knowing about, I think it was the movie, knowing about Death Note, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I know this is, like, a very loose adaptation of Death Note going on. Like, what is going on? I'm like, you know what? Like, and my wife was like, she was enjoying it. I was like, you know what? I'm happy you enjoying it. You don't watch anime, so go ahead. Knock yourself out. Have fun with it, but... me...
At least you're not a dick.
I'm just like,
I don't know, man. Maybe because maybe it's the fact that I've become what's the word, a stan for this show. Like, I'm gonna support it. I'm gonna watch it. But I am scared. Even though the creator's involved, I am scared.
Like I'm
scared shitless.
I ain't even gonna like.
Man,
I ain't even.
The creator's involved in Boruto, and that shit is still horrible. So. Those words alone, like the creators involved, doesn't hold weight anymore, in my opinion.
But Naruto wasn't even all that good, so I mean,
I said Boruto, I never said Naruto.
It's all together.
We're not gonna talk about that here. I'm just, I don't want to talk about that.
I mean, look, you said many times already that Oda's writing is superior, so I'm good. I'm good.
There must be a reason why I'm willing to watch 1,000 episodes, not even the first season of Naruto. So.
Man, that's wild. Hey, you like what you like, man.
And it's just a crazy part for me. Like, I'm 920 so episodes of One Piece deep, and I take my break to watch like a short 20 episode, maybe 50 episode anime, and it take me forever to get through that 50 episode anime. it'd be blowing my mind. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, like, you have a point there, because I read 500 chapters, and a lot of animes stop at like 3 something. I could have read fucking Demon Slayer twice.
Yeah. I mean, that just shows you the quality, man. The quality. Come on.
I gotta say, though, like, to have the longevity he had with all these multiple characters, it's impressive. So it was a new character, and it's like, I don't... Like, now it's like, oh, did you know about Buggy? It's like, oh, yeah, he was on his crew. Like, you know, I already knew that he was on Roger's crew as a rookie with Shanks. But, you know, just reading it, right? And then they first talk about him in the beginning. Then now it's like, damn, Oda, how do you remember all these shits? And I'm thinking, like, could you imagine if Buggy's actually there when Luffy gets that One Piece at the end? Like, why you keep bringing him up? I don't know. I feel like Oda has a very weird sense of humor. And that One Piece is going to be something that we might just go, like, but it's Oda. I don't know.
I want to take this time to expose my man Giovanni. So I'm going to send you a picture, Anthony. Right. And I want you to read it and see it. I understand my brain, how I lost my mind on it. I had to walk away from it for a day.
Why can't you send it to me first? I
want
to see.
Because I want Anthony to react first. Hey, I'm going to bring it up. You're going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
You can share it here in the video. What about the people who's trying to, like, who's just listening? Oh, man, what's going on here? Break.
You embarrassing yourself.
Bartender, vert.
Intermission, right?
Yeah, you gotta give a warning.
Why am I trying to scroll down? Wait, what? Wait, who's who? I'm sorry, I forgot how this works.
He's black, I'm blue.
Wow, racist.
You trying to cheat me like the fishman? No, 1,000 years. I need a timeline. I'm lost. I'm just going to put my phone down. What, Lil? Audio message. You need help. You're embarrassing yourself. LOL. 100-year void, nigga? How long you think it lasted? 1,000 years, boy? Or 100? I'm out. What the fuck?
I was completely confused, bro.
I was lost. First, he sent it to me as the 100-year void, right? then when he asked the next question, it goes, that lasted 100 years, right? I looked at my phone. I was like, he kidding, right? I was like, he's joking, right? Like, this got to be a joke. That's up for 1,000 years. And he's like, I'm lost. I'm like, nah, he's not serious right now. I was like, he answered his own question. He can't really be serious right now.
I think the problem was, like, I was so confused and trying to explain to myself.
I was sitting there for a minute. I was like, yo, I'm not crazy. Like, I had my boy read it. I was like, yo, like, you see
this? I'm like, passing the message around.
I'm like, I'm not crazy, right? Like,
I'm not crazy. He's stupid, right?
I'm like, am I missing something here? Am I reading this wrong? I could be reading it wrong, right? Like,
nah, sometimes I'll be wanting to correct his messages and I just feel like a jerk. So sometimes I just let them slide. But there's moments where I'm like, yo, bro, can you reread the message you just sent me?
Yeah, but sometimes Anthony be like, oh, I didn't see that part. Yeah. But most of the time he'd be like, oh, yeah, Joe, you fucked up. It's like, yeah. It's like word vomit. And I must be texting and I'm thinking the word is there. Next thing I'm like, oh, I missed like 5 words. Yeah, man. One of y'all guys don't understand. Crazy,
bro. And it's funny because the next couple of days he kept coming back to it. And I was like, I'm just not entertaining it no more. Like, I'm leaving it alone.
Okay, this was my confusion, right? It was at the part when they were doing my Robin's backstory, right? And they were saying 1,000 years ago was the... See, I'm lost now. Wait. I was confused about when exactly the void century happened. That was my confusion, right? Was it looking into me?
Because like they specifically say
they said 800 years ago, right?
The void century ended 800 years ago. So okay. when he asked me how long it took place, I said between 900 and 800 years ago, because it ended 800 years ago, right?
So the government was created yo, I'm crying, after bro. Like the year 800, if you're going backwards?
Something like that, sure.
Okay, so 800 years ago, the government was created. But 100 years before the government was created, it's the void century.
No. You can't say 800 years ago to cover.
I need a refill for this shit. Man. This shit is crazy. Keep talking, man.
See, this is why I left it alone. Because you ain't never going to understand it. You're going to keep confusing yourself.
No, I got it now. The way right, I understand it.
As long as wait, you wait, understand
wait.
It, that's fine.
Wait. But the way I understand it is that 800 years ago, the world government was created. The whole families and everything, right? And 100 years prior to 800 years ago was a period in time that no one knows what happened, which was called the void century, right?
Yep.
So why do they talk about like 1,000 years, though, sometimes?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what this 1,000-year business is. I don't know what you're talking about. I know about the 1,000-year blood war.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for that to be done. Been for that.
But yeah, go. I don't know if I ever answered the question about the anime, but yeah, like I said, there's periods in everything. I feel like in every arc where I just feel like there's some part that's dragging. Like, you know, you don't care about spoilers, but I don't. I love the design of Law, but I come to just not like Law no more. Like, sorry.
Really? Why is that?
I feel like throughout Dressrosa, Law became the fucking Glenn of Walking Dead. It's like this nigga almost died how many times and legitimately should have been dead how many times throughout all of Dressrosa. And it's just like, I've had enough. I've had enough with these fake outs. Like, I was committed. Like, I thought, okay, we're going to have my Dragon Ball Z moment. Luffy saw him get shot. He's going to go Gear 4. He's going to bust his nigga ass. That is not what happened.
Yeah. So you see my point when I said nobody dies in One Piece?
That's what I said to James.
Okay, besides Ace.
Yeah, that's like besides Whitebeard. Ace, there's no like no finality to a lot Whitebeard. Of people. So
I said Whitebeard.
Oh, dude. Okay.
But I mean, I'm just saying like, okay, look.
I'm sorry. To me, Law did become a disappointment, but continue, Joe.
No, there's certain times where like I see a character legit get shot and then like, oh shit, he's dead. And then the next chapter's like,
wait, Chopper's healing you. I'm like, to Law. Wait.
I mean, I'm at Law. To Law?
No, wait till you get to Dressrosa post time skip. This man gets shot so many fucking times throughout that arc. Like, they make you believe he died just for him to still be alive. Like, we ain't even talk about. We ain't even talk about Chopper coming to heal him. No, he got shot and then went on the next couple episodes and it was like, yeah,
he's a doctor, though.
Exactly. But what made it worse is that he got shot and it was like, yeah, he got them sea prism cuffs on him as well. So, like, what's, you know, like, shit.
Okay. To me, he just became disappointing because I feel like him, Kid, and Luffy are supposed to be like the top three, right? And it feels like every other moment he's getting his ass whooped. With the like his ability being so incredible, how are you getting fucked up?
He's too.
You understand?
Slow
like I expect you to be like the Steven Seagal of One Piece, like. You just never get hurt. That's what I would expect.
Yeah, like his fucking devil fruit is fucking amazing, but it's just like I think a while ago we had a conversation about it, and you brought up that it's like his mind is tactical, but actual execution of his fighting is not. It's like lackluster. That's how I've come to feel about him.
Yeah, so man.
Like Shikamaru.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? Shikamaru actually wins fights, so I take it back.
Oh, gosh. He's like Neji.
And Neji wins fights, too.
But he's dead now.
I mean, look. Through
damn,
it all.
Bro, what the fuck?
Through it all, Law finds a way to survive. I don't know how, but he finds a way. You could cut him in half, and somehow he's going to come up in the next episode and still be alive.
I mean, that kind of is his ability, though. He blends up back together. I can believe that.
I do like his design. His design, though.
Yeah, I love it.
It is very different.
It's very cool.
Especially post time skip. I think he's probably the best designed character in One Piece.
Whoa, chill out.
I saw something of Zoro recently.
The latest chapter, Zoro. I was like,
ooh. But that's Vegapunk, where everybody got futuristic style outfits, so that don't really count. Like,
that's post-time really count.
I said best design characters of One Piece. Like, we ain't talking about for a moment. Like, this man, every time, even in Wano, when he came out with his robes, his shit was still fire. Right?
I don't talk like this, but he was kind of drippy. But Zoro, come on.
Zoro.
Yeah, he was killing it. Bro. He was wearing those Air Wanos.
Triple D Robin over here? Come on.
I don't know. Like, for me, like, I feel like post-time skip, they just, like, watered down Robin so much. I don't know. That's
like, her skills?
Yeah.
Like, I feel
they don't
feel,
use her as much, too.
Like, for me, I feel like once Boa got introduced, because I just feel like Boa was his excuse to make a sexier Robin by taking whatever qualities of Robin away. Because I feel like they're not so much different, like, as drawn characters. Like, she just, for me, Boa just got bangs and Robin doesn't. So
she just wants to get banged.
There you go.
You think that's a problem for Oda? Like, he has so many characters he has to, like, think about that a lot of them just really get fall to the wayside.
I don't really feel like any character ever falls to the wayside. That's me.
Yeah, I mean, earlier you sent me something, Joe, and I told you, like, all the his foreshadowing is crazy. Even something that seems minor, no, he's still making use of these characters.
Like, we get all the way to Whole Cake, and they bring a character back, and I'm like, yeah, they kept saying her name like I'm supposed to know her, and then they finally showed her. I was like, oh, that's what y'all been talking about this whole time.
Where you been?
It's like, oh, you know, I don't remember her name. It's like, oh, you know her? Yeah, that's this person. I got the beaver card. You know, she sent me here. She told me that you would be helping me. I'm like, who are y'all even talking about? I was like, yeah, I was thinking to my mom, like, did I? I'm like, did I miss something? I'm like, did I miss something? Who it's talking about? And then they finally show, like, the flashback of what everything went down. I'm like, that's what y'all been talking about this whole time. Why y'all ain't just say that? Like,
I'm not gonna lie, after that I was like, they do look alike.
Oh man, but
I can see it.
I gotta say, for Giovanni's purposes, Water 7 is definitely just Water 7 and a part of fucking Thunderbark. You know, Sniper King, that's just my nigga right there. Like, Sniper King is my guy, so, you know.
He tried to hop on a bandwagon, man. Sorry.
I tried.
Like, I had to bring it back when he said he went on his tirade about, you know, reading manga and his visual thing, and I kept trying to tell him. I kept telling him for the trap. Long. I was like, yo, my dude, like, you sit here saying that you go. I'm like, look, literally, this one character, we ain't experiencing it the same way. I'm sorry, man. Like, I left it at that. I was like, we're not experiencing it the same way, no matter how much imagination you want to put it behind it. We are not going to experience it the same way. And I said that in the video, and, you know, of course, his response is, I ain't need all that. It's just the anime. That's filler.
Yeah.
You know, kill trying to kill me a buzzkill, like.
Knowing damn well he was about to beat off to that shit.
Exactly.
He's gonna come back in a month talking about, yo, I can't believe they fucking did that, yo. Oh my God, John, did you see that?
Yo, Anthony, you look like a nigga from a scary movie, the fucking scream face when you did that shit. I was waiting for you to say, what's up?
Nah, yo, it's crazy.
Hey, I have a question though, because I'm wondering if this is filler for you guys or they never just incorporated this. So, I have noticed that there's a throughout the manga, there's always like a volume cover art and sometimes like a side story. So, like, one of the side stories was Enru, I'm not sure if they called him differently in the anime, or he's the Logia Thunder nigga. So they showing him going to the moon. Is there an episode that shows that with you guys?
I don't think it's a full episode. I think it's just like a quick flashback.
Yeah, probably. Also, I'm not even gonna sit here and lie. During those episodes too, where they give you like, I don't know if that's how it goes, but like when it feels like the creators are taking a break. even for just that one episode.
Yeah.
And they give you like a
I don't recap? Like,
here's Law's childhood or some shit. Like, I skip those. I skip those. I'm not.
That's those episodes when I tell everybody, like, look, there's times I watch One Piece, and there's also times where One Piece watches me. I'm keeping 100.
Yeah, yeah. I remember one time I went back because I fell asleep during three episodes, and I went back and I think like two of them were literally those type of episodes. I was like, okay, I ain't missing anything.
There was like there was a whole episode when, you know, when they build up, like, I went and read Robin's backstory, but I think the way they build it up was like, before they was like, we're going to tell you the events that led up to, no, actually it wasn't that, it was Dressrosa, when they were talking about the events that led to the downfall of Dressrosa and Doflamingo taking in charge.
Oh my god,
you know how they build that up in the fucking shit. I was like, oh really, oh yeah, I go to bed. I woke up. Woke up, oh, like,
we're still here, back to bed.
And you know what? And you know, like, an anime reason, the reason why I don't care is by the time you get to the end of all of it and you get to back on time, that whole recap is going to tell you everything you need to know. That's why I don't even care. Like, when you miss those backstory episodes, I don't even care that I miss them, because the recap tells you enough that, like, I put all the pieces together that I need to know from that. Thanks. Boom. Done.
No, you're right, man. Like, I love One Piece. Wano was a little, there were lots of memorable moments, especially with Zoro. I felt like that was like half of it was his arc. But I don't know, man. Like, there was a lot of moments where I kind of felt like I'm skipping the intro, I'm skipping the recap, I'm trying to like I'm even skipping, like, you know, the little break to give you in between the episode. I'm skipping through all that shit. Like, I'm just like, okay.
When you get when you get one of these.
Yeah. Like, like, I don't give a fuck why this little bitch is smiling so much. Come on, man.
this is a good clip, bro. You're like, come on, man.
Nah, bro. They wild out in this arc.
How many episodes do you guys think One Piece would be without the fillers? Like, if they did a Dragon Ball Z Kai.
Didn't they do that already? They already check it and it was like 940 something episodes without filler?
That's what, like, the fillers is not even like that long, like, because yeah, even like true fillers, like, I guess the cover panels that you're talking about, I guess if we categorize that as fillers, it's not really
filler, they don't, actually.
I was saying, they don't even take that long, but then even if we get to real filler episodes, they literally, like, be there, like, all right, we're just going to stay here for the moment, and we're going to be done in, like, three episodes, right? It's like, one that comes to mind is when I think they actually went to Japan, and Luffy was, like, a mob boss or something in one of those fillers. You know, that lasted like two episodes, right?
And he went to Japan?
It's just a filler that they like, it was that a break.
That filler was kind of hard, though.
It was.
Like, the way they look?
It was.
It was kind of hard.
And the thing is, they announce it. They'd be like, all right, we're taking this. Well, it's different. I know this would be way different if I was watching it live. I would probably feel some type of way. But, you know, coming from where I'm coming from, it's just like, yeah, we're going to tell you this real short story real quick. You know, boom, done. Yeah, okay, we're back on it. It's usually like two, three episodes. Never really that long. Like, it happens a bunch, but, like, I don't care what you tell me. Foxy is a filler all to himself. So we could get rid of all
that.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
I'm not going to lie. That arc was terrible.
I was
like, can I get over this already?
And when they bring him back, I felt like it was a slap in the face. I was like, oh, how dare you?
Like, if you're going to bring him back, bring back Afro Luffy.
And then they brought him back a third time. I was like, oh, hell no. Like, yeah, nah, you're not about to do this.
It's like they were very aware. Like, you hate him so much. Here you go.
I'm here thinking, like, what? Why? That, you know, that arc has nothing to do with it. Like, why, Oda? Like, just to bring the ice nigga at the end of it? Like, oh, shit, he's here. Like, I don't know. It was. It does nothing for plot development.
I'm sure pretty soon we'll get back on track, but am I the only one that doesn't give a fuck about Buggy?
Buggy?
Who?
Yeah, Buggy.
Who? I love Buggy. I'm sorry. I love
Boogie. I feel like I'm the only one that does not give a fuck. Cause I see these One Piece videos online, and everybody seems to love him. And I'm like, where? Why?
I don't give a fuck about anybody from like the first arc.
Specifically, Buggy, because no matter what you say, before Alabaster.
No matter what you say
about Buggy, right? It's not really the character of Buggy I care about. I feel like in all of anime, Buggy is the biggest come up in all of anime, right?
I heard it before, because
you know, I'm pretty sure you're aware of at least current events with Buggy?
Where he's, isn't he a lord? Emperor?
Alright, so let me explain, right? So Buggy, you know, in the beginning, Buggy's a clown. Clearly the clown. We really give a shit about Buggy, right? Fuck all that. We get to Marine Ford. Buggy took on a whole new life for me. This nigga went from Impel Down, right? It came. Oh my God! Buggy and Luffy escaped Impel Down. They fought together and escaped Impel Down, right? That's what the newspaper article said. After that, we get to Marineford. You remember when Aokiji froze the nigga and then he melted. Then I keep forgetting his name, but the dude he melted.
Wine dude?
Lava dude. He melted the ice.
The other admiral.
Yeah. I always forget his name.
Hawaiian? I say that because of his shirt.
Big red one.
Yeah.
Him. I can't forget his name.
Nigga was a gravity one for some reason. I don't know why.
Nah, so he likes Japanese. But go.
So right after that, he melted them, but nobody saw him melted. They just saw a Buggy come up out of the ice, and it was like, oh my god, Buggy just escaped Aokiji's attack, and it was caught on camera. It's caught on camera, and everybody.
You just admire him because he was at the right
because
place
it's
at the right time.
Because it's funny. Because that's why it's funny. Yes, it's circumstances as it's funny. So he's getting all this fame and appreciation for stuff that he's not even doing. Like, if you remember when Crocodile went to go fight this dude, because Buggy happened to be there, he was getting credit for it, and the dudes was just saying, oh, Buggy, go, Buggy, you can do it. Remember when Luffy stood up to Whitebeard, and then Buggy also has said something to him. They'll say, hey, aren't you all righteous crew?
Yeah, go get him.
And then fucking, I think something, he did something, and something else happened. It was like, oh my God, Buggy, it was Buggy. Like, my man is an emperor now. Like, he's one of the four emperors today.
Stop. Yo,
and did you see the circumstances of how that came to be?
Oh, my God.
Now, on the one, there's a wanted poster that comes out, right? And the wanted poster is Crocodile. It's
oh my God.
Yes, it's this dude, and then it's Buggy at top. And Buggy got put on top. And what did the headline say? It was Buggy's crew. So Buggy got Crocodile, and I can't remember this dude, Mihawk. He has Mihawk on his crew, but that's not the truth. You go to the truth and find out what it really is, and you find out he's you know, being Buggy. Like, oh my God, like, I can't handle these people. Like, what am I supposed to do here? He ain't even really running the show. So it's just like, no matter, it's always circumstances around him. And that's why I was like, I just enjoy seeing Buggy. Like, he's a character I enjoy in One Piece, not because he's powerful or anything like that, but it's circumstances that make him put him at his status he's at today. And that's why it's just funny every time you see him.
I don't know, man. I just find him tiring, especially if there's like a scene with just devoted to him. It's like it's boring to me.
That's how I feel like a fat bitch who got skinny.
What happened?
That's how I feel with a fat bitch who got skinny.
Wasn't she in like one moment? That was it.
She's on Buggy's crew.
I feel like every time I see her, she's always there. I'm like, oh my God.
But yeah, it seems like Buggy for some reason has this fan base. I don't understand why. I get it. That's just me, right? But to me, he's just like boring. He's boring.
But like, I mean, the way sure John Cho said it makes a lot of sense.
It's all circumstance. Yeah, and that's kind of funny.
That's why, look, on paper, he could beat Mihawk.
Shut the fuck up.
On paper, he could beat Mihawk.
Shut the fuck up. Just stop. Stop. No.
Yes. On paper.
Oh, okay. No. I get what you're saying because of the stories they tell of him
and all this other extra shit. No, because of his devil fruit. If Mihawk can't cut him, how is he supposed to win?
I hate you so
You had a point on that one, though.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
when he said that, I said, I'm here thinking, like, whoa, is it kind of like Demon Slayer? Like, could you just cut him fast enough that he can't, like, regenerate or just come back together? But I was like, well, his abilities, like, let him cut up as many times as he wants. So
he could put himself back together. He
would never lose.
He always be able to put himself back together.
You got to do the Majin Buu type of shit. Just disintegrate him.
Until somebody ties up the parts that are cut off. But yeah, sure.
Remember, that's what they did.
That's what Luffy
did.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Why the fuck is what I said?
I fucking hate you, motherfuckers.
Shit, bro.
I was thinking the same thing. I was gonna say that.
That's wild. I'm gonna say that.
Oh man. Look, man. Like I said, I love Buggy just because he's that comedy I need when he shows up. Like, I don't, it's not like I take him seriously, like, in terms of, like, strength or anything.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
It's just, like, his circumstances, like, everything, like, I felt like he was that in Marineford, you know, everything was serious the whole time, and he broke it up, right? Yeah. So, that's why I like Buggy.
You're a piece of shit, that's all That's all that's fucking telling me. Like, yo, like, piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit. Buggy, piece of shit. Like, that's all I hear. Fuck, man. Well, all right. So, again, we'll get right back on track, right? But, Joe, seeing as you're the fresh new guy, right? How you feel like, I guess, it's holding up to the hype?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like I said,
because it feels like everybody's scrambling right now, but you were one of the people who, one of the, out of us three, I guess, the one last standing. Like, you were just like, no, I'm not reading that. I'm not watching that, this and that. And now look at you.
Rubber band, man. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's crazy because, like, throughout my life. What the fuck is this? It's not like Luffy, right?
Bounce, man.
Like, throughout my life, I always have people like, yo, read One Piece. So, probably back then, it was like chapter like 300 or some shit. I mean, no.
Yeah.
Like six or something. But, I don't know. When I got into it, and I was like, you know, it's pirates. You know, you do like pirates. You like Johnny Depp as a pirate, so it can't be that bad. You know, that was my reasoning in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like, let me give it a solid chance. Let me really get into it. And then when I started seeing a lot of the lore and shit like that, and then I was, you know, like I told, I don't know who I told, John or you on some episode or in person, Gear 5 was kind of like the catalyst that really got me interested in it. I saw Gear 5. I started watching some YouTube videos. I was very interested. They started talking about the Void Sentry. They started talking about his powers. They started talking about a lot of things. And I said, you know what? I'm going to actually give this a chance. And I was like, I'm going to read it because I know that if I'm watching this, I'm not going to be as far as I am now. I would never be as far. I would probably still be an Alabaster. So I said, I know myself. I can read better. Huh?
Go ahead.
I said it wrong?
I think you did, but go ahead. Continue.
Alabaster?
Alabaster?
Yeah.
It's feminine.
Yo, we live in that world now.
All right, but go ahead.
But, if it wasn't for me reading, I would not be this far. But I'm actually really... It's up to the hype. Oda is... There's a lot of foreshadowing. And I just, like I said, I can't believe how he remembers all these things. And this, what I like about reading it, everybody gets their shine. And it doesn't feel like it's just circumstance. It doesn't feel like, oh, because, you know, Oda is behind the scene. He can just make it seem... It just feel like it fits. As a story-wise, you can't say, like, oh, because... You know, he's the artist, he's the creator, he can make them win this battle, or it's just like, no, they're winning this battle because of their personality, their battle skills, and maybe there's a little bit of luck, obviously, but...
Sorry, but, like, you was turning me on a little bit because you started looking at the camera, I was like, oh, yeah, talk to me, daddy, yeah.
I feel an echo. Does anyone hear an echo?
I'm getting nervous, man. Just keep going.
But, y'all got me, you know? I look at him like I see Robin. Yo, I'm not gonna lie though. The way he be drawing Robin and Nami, and then like when I'm reading and I can see like his each.
Yo, wasn't Nami under age at the beginning?
Nah, I thought she was 18 for the whole time. That's why you should match those sheep. There is something. I'm not gonna.
Oh, go ahead.
I forgot my point. Anyway.
About jail? Go ahead.
No. When I read it, I know it's a different experience for you guys because you guys are watching it. But for me, I'm actually really enjoying reading it. I feel like I'm like, there's certain parts like during Enies Lobby, I was like, I got to get through this shit because this is amazing. Like, I'm like, when they all got up there on stage and they were all looking at Nico was like, we're all here. Like, for some reason, I had like music in my ears. I had like excitement. I had anxiety. Like, what's going to happen?
I mean, seeing the animator was powerful. But yeah, sure. Go ahead. Your imagination.
I would have using imagination to write these things, you know. If anything, he just would have drawn it out for anime first, you know.
Yeah.
This man Giovanni be trying to throw fighting words now, like.
Yeah, like yo, like, come this, on, man.
This man on some other shit. Like, I'm like, I see you laying traps. I ain't with your shit all the time.
I'm just reading it the way Oda would have.
So I'm reading it the way Oda. I mean, clearly you don't even understand what you're reading, so.
Because that's how complex Oda is. He gets you confused, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh. Got a question. How long a 100-year century lasted, right?
100-year century?
I was... Listen, that's my problem. That's not Oda's problem. Leave it alone. But like I was saying...
looking like radio reading that shit.
Do you want me to finish, goddammit?
All right, be holding the book like... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm done. It's good. I'm done. No, but each character gets their shine. Each character gets the development. Sometimes, you know, the most unexpected character is the one who clutches it, or they might do the most unexpected thing that just gets them over the edge. And I like those things, you know. But now I'm hearing that certain characters get fall to the wayside, like Nico later on. I'm like, damn, it was older, like, falling off his shit. You know, the way I'm reading him going on, but I don't know. I'll make my own assumption when I get there. But
yeah,
when all I can say though is like I fucking love Kuma's design. I think he's and Blackbeard, his design is so weird. Like I don't know, I see him as a very stinky person with no leg muscles, but for some reason he's still like a beast. I don't know. Every time I see him, the way he walks. And,
hey, look, when Luffy go into Bounce Man, he clearly skipped leg day on that one. So.
But, don't talk about Bounce Man, bro. That's my shit.
But when I saw Blackbeard versus Ace, I was like, oh, I can see why he's a real problem.
Oh, like, yeah.
I'm like, holy shit. And then it got me thinking about his Devil Fruit. Like, could it be maybe his Devil Fruit is the reasoning why he can have more than one fruit at a time? You know, that's just me thinking, because I don't know, you guys already up to date, so you guys already know more things than I know. But I don't know, because he said one line like, my fruit allows me to absorb devil fruit powers, but I know he was mentioning it in a way of like to nullify their effects. But I just read that a little too deep. I was like, what if he like amplified it, like he can really absorb your power? You know, I don't know. And I know there's a lot of things with him, like a theory of, like, maybe multiple personalities or just three different people. I don't know, because of all the three symbolism with him. But either way, I'm enjoying this shit the whole way.
There was one day Giovanni had texted me about fucking Blackbeard, and he was like, yo, I was just thinking, like, I haven't looked anything up. And, you know, I was just thinking that, you know, what if he has, like, multiple personalities or something? I was like, what are you trying kid here? I'm like, I ain't just start One Piece yesterday. I know you read that somewhere.
No, I didn't. I didn't read that somewhere.
Yeah, my man went into a forum or even on Subreddit, your favorite place.
No, I didn't.
Yo, I just came up with it on my own. It's crazy.
I didn't read that. It's because there was a line in the manga that Zoro said that's not the same person. When they met him, and then they met him. The first time they met him before they went to the bar. And then when they met him again, when he went outside the bar, Zoro was like, yo, that's not the same person. So from there, I was like, you know, Zoro was kind of aware of a lot of things. It's like, for him to say that, it's like,
He's aware of everything except for direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's. But I saw that as like, oh, multiple personalities. Yeah. And then I was looking into it a little bit deeper. But I came into my conclusion just because of that one line.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, my God. But, yeah. I'm enjoying it. I can't wait to get to... I think, like, once I get to Gear 5, I'll be very happy.
No, you gotta get to Gear 4 first, all right? You gotta you gotta get to Bounce Man and then suffer through Snake Man, all right?
You gotta see why I might change my gaming type.
To what? Gear? Bounce Man?
Yep. Luffy Bounce Man.
Okay.
There's something about that form I just love.
That, yeah, that's I like the look of Snake Man, but it was just so disappointing to me, man.
It was so underused. It was so underused. When he's fighting this dude on, what was it, Cake Island? That's what this was called?
Whole Cake. I'm bugging out. Whole Cake, Katakuri.
Okay. Yes. First of all, his design was sick as shit.
Katakuri?
Right? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I hope donuts, they bring him back.
Donuts. Wonderful, spectacular donuts.
Yo, let me just... Yo, Big Mom's people's... All of them, even her, annoying as a motherfucker. But
yeah, let's talk about Big Mom real quick.
All right, go ahead. What you
I don't even know if I text you, but I was sitting here. They was like, "Yo, Big Mom got like 40 something children," and my mom, I was like, "Who banged her 40 something times?"
I know.
And then there was like she had like 20 something, 30 something husbands. I'm like, who decided to marry her though? And then they showed I felt like they tried to justify it by showing a flashback of her when she was younger, which didn't make no ad fucking sense in the world. Because how the fuck you was fat as fuck as a kid, then all of a sudden you become skinny in your mid age, but then you fat as fuck as an old woman. Like, what the fuck happened there? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense, honestly. I hear you on that shit, man. It's fucking stupid. I'm telling you, man. There's something about that fucking old big bitch that fucking tires me out. That whole arc, as much as I hate the pacing of Wano, I'd watch Wano a million times before I watched that. All those motherfuckers are annoying. That big, yo, and sorry because I can't retain the information. Too many people in this shit. But the dude with his tongue out. That you know what I'm talking about? Too. Yes, and he's in Wano. Like, really? You bring him? You bring him?
You know what? In this moment, I'm jealous of Giovanni because he don't have to suffer those.
Yeah.
Mama, how long? Mama. Not even that. Wedding cake. Wedding cake. Where is my wedding cake? You don't have to suffer that for like a string of 30 episodes. Like,
I probably don't have to suffer that at all because they might not even talk about that like that.
No, you're probably going to get it one time in the manga panel, maybe three times it. Her talking about it. Yeah. You know? But that, oh, man, yeah. That's another one. Like Whole Cake, I feel like Luffy and Katakuri is probably the highlight of that.
Yes.
Then, you know, like at this him and Sanji relationship, you know, being tasted that
I like that. Oh, no. Don't forget the big fight with Luffy and the fucking thousands of fucking people that came at him.
Where he uses hockey?
You don't remember that? Hold on.
Are you talking about when he comes out the wedding cake?
No. It was I think after the Sanji situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when.
I know what you're talking about. And then
Nami's on top of that tree.
But yo, wait till you see the Power Rangers though, yo. German double six.
Yes.
So I didn't know I was gonna fall in love with.
Yeah, like, those are the bad guys that I'm like. I don't even think I hate you guys. I don't have an annoying laugh. I got cool suits. Look at you motherfuckers. I kind of want to be evil.
My man's pulled out the can and was just like, all right, let's do this. Like, I'm like, okay, all right, what's going on here?
Yo, are you up to the part in... Oh, wait, no, you're not. Forget it.
I'm about to say, if you're about to tell me German double six is in Wano, I mean...
I'm about to skip
a few episodes.
It was about Sanji and Wano during the Kaido fight.
Well, he just arrived, so that's...
Yeah, I'm gonna shut the fuck up. I get it. I have a long history of ruining shit for people, but...
I mean, I'm good, but it's all right. I won't feel some type of way. It's okay.
No, I'm not gonna tell you. I'm not gonna tell you. I was out of one. Giovanni texted me later, like, "Yo, such and such heard the episode. You spoiled it for them." Like, no.
No, John Cho already had the fucking disclaimer in the beginning, so.
Yo, no, it was basically was, no, like, but I John think, hasn't seen it. I don't want to take that away from
like,
him.
Like, I don't care. Like, you know, personally, like One Piece, I don't care about. I just remember, like, I think there's only one thing that you spoiled for me so far, like, throughout all our time, and that was fucking Stranger Things. Oh, and it was in the most unexpected way.
The show Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Wait, what was it?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Because I get sorry. It. Sometimes I talk a lot.
No, because we was, if you remember the trailer, they show Eddie playing the guitar for the longest. I was like, yo, I can't wait till I hear what song that is. And Anthony just posted on his Instagram. And he's like, yo, this song in Stranger Things was fire. Like, that's all he said. And I was like, fucking spoilers, dude. And then he was like, my bad. I was like, fuck. Like,
how is that a spoiler? He just said the song is fire.
Because he said in Stranger Things it's fire. And I was like, that gotta like because it was a heavy metal song. I was like, that gotta be the song. Ain't no, it has to be like that song. Master of Puppets.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how you guys retain all this information. I downloaded Gears Tactics today, and I don't remember half the controls right now.
Yeah. I've restarted whole games to remember controls. I had to play them sometimes, man. I keep it 100. Like, I'll pick up a game, like, damn, how you do this? Like, I got started over. And that was part one of the podcast featuring the Random Noobs. Go and check out part two. What you waiting for? Go ahead. Later.